So our work is motivated by a common belief that the accountability is weak on the internet. Internet IP addresses can be dynamically allocated to a host, and then later the malicious attacker can disconnect from the internet and obtain a different IP address to continue its attack. At the same time, its previous IP address will be reassigned to a different host, and in that case, the previous sort of IP address associated with malicious traffic is being used by a legitimate host. So our work tackles this problem by supporting stronger accountability and giving us better ability to associate traffic with hosts rather than with IP address.
Of course, this is a challenging task because there's no one-to-one bindings between the application level IDs and IP address. So we look at this application log and derive graphs. So after running all kinds of estimation, and we will have a way to produce a final graph, which is a detailed estimation of which user ID bind to which IP address at what time.
So using this information, we can support a number of security applications. And one security application that we have examined in detail is how to use this information to block malicious traffic that created millions of malicious accounts. And another way, which is much more powerful, is we can even do real-time attack blocking. In this case, we obtain this unreliable IDs to represent a host identity. By applying like our knowledge of host IP address bindings, we can significantly reduce the false positive rate of identifying these malicious activity.
So our work is not only useful to Microsoft products. For example, we work with Hotmail. As Inlia mentioned, we work with the Bing search team, etc. And we can detect bots for these product groups, but we also try to benefit the end users. For example, we can delete large millions of botnet created spammer accounts. So in Microsoft, we are very careful with all kinds of customers' data that we analyze and we log. So when we do a log analysis, we work on anonymized data only, and our main focus is to identify attackers, for example, spammer-created accounts, spam emails, click frauds, etc., rather than the normal user activities.